Hello and welcome to Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. I'm Leanne Pruitt, your host. I'm so excited you're with us today. We have a wonderful speaker, Denise Allen, who is a professional organizer and is going to tell us some really amazing things about how to really get a handle on those things we can't quite organize. Hello, Denise. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. So pleased to see you, Leanne. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, you know what? I'm just excited that you're here, and I want to read a little bit, tell the folks, the audience a little bit more about you. So you are a certified professional organizer. You started your business, Simplify Experts, in 2007 to help clients achieve balance and control in their homes, family, and lives. You have specialist credentials in attention deficit disorder through the Institute for Challenging Disorganization, and you are the only certified chronic disorganization specialist in the Pacific Northwest. You're the author of Declutter and Thrive, Overcoming 6 Common Disorganization Types to Reveal Your Best You. You appear frequently on news and television programs, including 3 episodes of A&E's television series, Hoarders. I kind of want to hear a little bit about that, actually. And you regularly contribute articles and presentations on the subject of organization. You enjoy volunteering and adventures in nature with your family when you're not getting everybody organized.
Yes.
So that's like such a great resume. I'm wondering, how did you get started doing what you do?
Well, you're going to laugh. So my kindergarten report card says Denise needs to stop organizing her table mates and do the organizing project. So it's been a long, just organization has been a long time love for me. And I was a hotly sought after babysitter because I would always organize and clean when the kids went to bed. And I think my chronically disorganized babysitter hires at that point probably loved me best. And I maybe made the most impact in their life, but they struggled to book me as a babysitter because they were disorganized. And those that were organized were able. But just interesting that I've had this calling all my life. And then when I was ready to switch careers, I was realizing I was planning all my workouts at the gym at the time the organizing shows would come on because I would watch. The universe kept putting all these things before me that this was my calling.
Yeah. Like, maybe I need to do this. You know, it's really interesting. I find that people who do something around this sphere, organizing, decluttering, blogging, minimalism, whatever, they're in one of two categories. They were either always organized from birth and were organizing everybody else, or they were disorganized and they figured out what to do in their own life. And it just was made such a difference that they started doing it for the other people. I'm actually in that other camp. I was like hugely disorganized when I was younger. And I have a friend and she is just, I can remember, I've known her for 30 years and I can remember she was always so, like she comes in and she's organizing. She doesn't even realize she's doing it. Her house, there's like nothing out of place. It's like, and so that's it. It's like, so I, you know, I love it that you have that and that was your calling and that you're helping people with this. Now, you know, the title of this online series is Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. So what is like Ace Your Space or the title of this series? What does that mean to you?
I feel like you've really created your surroundings to promote your best you. So the white noise of your home has come down. You can calm and it's restorative to you. So your energy gets rekindled in your home, mm-hmm. Or the space that you're at so that you can be creative or be purposeful according to what you want to do. So, you know, organization is great. Quick retrievability. The item is where you want it and able to grab quickly. But it also takes that maintenance of putting that item back. So, you know, home zone 4 tape measures, but goodness, where is it when you need to measure something? So just, you know, to be able to go to the junk drawer and for it to open easily and to just grab that tape measure where it's supposed to be and just say, oh, you know, so If you just have a little more calmness, your brain feels a little more clear, so you're thinking proactive rather than reactively, and living what the way you want to, your purpose.
You know what? I love that. I think it makes such a difference when you actually look somewhere and what you're looking for is where you expect it to be.
Yeah.
It's just like life just flows then. It just, you know, you keep yeah. flowing. You don't have that stop in the road like, where is it? So.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, you work with people with chronic disorganization and also like ADD, ADHD, mm-hmm. and help them get organized. Now, what is different for these folks in relationship to their clutter? And do you have any tips that you give specifically to folks that fall into those categories?
Right. Well, I think, in speaking with chronic disorganization, and I think we'll chat a little bit more about it, but someone who's been really impacted by long-term disorganization, that can be caused by brain-based conditions, addictive behavior, executive function delays, or just no one ever really transferring those skills to you. So I think we're getting a few more enabled children in life that are launching and things. So you aren't using standard kind of operating techniques sometimes. So if they're very emotionally, if they're very emotionally connected to their items, and sometimes that happens with chronic disorganization, then we use kind of non-standard methodologies. Like if we look at books, instead of just saying, oh, do you want this book? We play the game, friends, acquaintances, strangers. Is this book a book a friend to you that you would share with friends? Oh, you know, this one you've never really opened, you're unsure about. This is kind of an acquaintance, maybe because a friend gifted it to you. But do you want to take the time to introduce yourself to that? So, and then strangers we're uncomfortable with. We don't want strangers in our home. So sometimes playing those games can help you process out. So it sounds so odd to over-emotionalize when you're dealing with people who are very emotionally connected, but it's a great method. So that can be extremely powerful. And then for people who's just brains are going a mile a minute and organization is just incredibly tedious. You know, they almost want to go to the dentist and get their teeth drilled on as much as they want to organize. And that's true for a lot of people. We all have amazing different strengths. And so with this, the body double, having someone that's non-judgmental, sitting with them, helping their get all their documents for taxes, which they meant to do 3 weekends in a row, but there's so many other things that they found themselves doing instead of working on taxes kind of thing. So by keeping them in that area and helping and supporting them, sometimes you speak, sometimes you don't, whatever is going to help them focus in and get that done. So those are kind of the two different ways we support people who are chronically disorganized.
Well, and I would imagine that, you know, I ask you about, you know, the ADD, ADHD and chronically disorganized. Those are really two separate groups and how you deal with them, I would imagine.
Well, as I was explaining a little bit before, so sometimes you just have someone whose mind is just going all the time. They haven't really done a brain dump of getting everything out of their head so that they can relax a little bit, or they keep purchasing something because they can't find things. So, you know, impulsivity it's fascinating. People with attention deficit disorder, by the time they're like 12, they've had like 20,000 more like negative situations that's occurred in their life than a non-ADHD. So, you need someone that can just praise them and support them and make them feel that they have amazing things to add to this world to help support them better. So, and if you can implement simple systems where they're getting to work on time and, you know, paying their bills, you know, so they're not one of those 23% of the population that can't pay their bills on time because they can't find them. You know, we want to really implement that in it and help them be their best person so that they can be that amazing tech person or creative or allow them to really soar. So we want to get some strong life skills and where they're in a relationship where they're fulfilling their level at an adult. Sometimes with ADHD, you can see a non-ADHD spouse kind of become the parent, right. and that isn't healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it almost like when you first started describing that, it's almost like, you know, you hold space for that person.
Yes.
Kind of, so that they can live into and do, you know, the great things that they can do. So.
Exactly.
I love that. And you're just like blowing my mind with so many of these, like I can't wait to like make notes on all of this, that, you know, the 23%, I had no idea. That's like, that's amazing. So now I wanted to go to focus back a little bit on the chronic disorganization. Is there a difference between hoarding and chronic disorganization?
Sure. So let me start by defining chronic disorganization. Okay. So chronic disorganization is where you've struggled with disorganization for a very long period of time to the point that it causes a negative impact upon your life on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So, you know, most people spend a little under an hour looking for lost items per day, which, you know, you're giving up a week of your life every year. Mm-hmm. Looking for lost items. But this is so much more than that. So it's really negatively affecting their life. And then self-help attempts have failed. So mm-hmm. they've tried to get organized. And failure, that's a really strong word. And it's very self-defeating. Right. And then they have a future expectation of disorganization in their life unless there's some kind of intervention.
Right.
Which is usually a professional organizer, sometimes coaches, and there's a great mix of therapists. So, you know, if you can add mental health support too, that just can do some behavioral shifts. Mm-hmm. So that's chronic disorganization, and chronic disorganization can look incredibly different. So I have a client who has two, it's allergy season. Mm-hmm. Chronic disorganization. One of my clients has two incredible homes, but we spent 3 hours sorting through all of her eyeshadows, you know, tremendous volume. Like, right. I think that's the most time I've ever given to eyeshadow. So you can't go through that much eyeshadow in your lifetime.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So
everybody on the street, everybody in your neighborhood couldn't go through that much. But
yeah. So she's kind of using power shopping to deal with just a spouse with a tremendous genetic disorder and just loss of children out of state and just different things. So that's her kind of manifestation of stress. So, and we see that a lot. And compulsive acquiring there is, again, that's the smiled upon addiction, but it's almost 14% of the population. So that's huge. And then I have been in also significant hoards, you know, where, and hoarding is where your rooms are losing intended purposes. So two mm-hmm. to three, usually a little more than two rooms in your house have lost their intended purpose because you have such a tremendous accumulation of items that other people do not see value in. So those people that pick up free stuff on the street and have no idea, but think that they'll, you know, find a place for this square peg in a round hole in their home.
Kind of. Right.
There's often trauma involved with that also. Mm-hmm.
Now, I once heard that a difference between chronic disorganization and hoarding was that hoarders often did not see a problem with the behavior, but the people that are chronically disorganized realize that there's a problem. They just can't they have problem solving it. Is that a fair thing to say, or is that simplifying it a little bit?
So it part of the Steckety, Gail Steckety and Randy Frost, who are kind of gurus in the world of hoarding. They wrote the book Buried in Treasures. Part of their just description is that they have a very low insight into their situation. Right. Yes. So, but I often see the signs in those homes that, you know, my house was clean yesterday, you missed it, you know, kind of, yeah. So yes, usually a lower insight, just, oh, it's not that bad.
So, they have some inkling, but it's not, they fool themselves, or they don't see it quite like other
people. Or, you know, it'll just take me a couple weeks to clean up. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to need 4 or 5 dumpsters here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just fascinating how as a society we got to this place where clutter is such an issue. It really is amazing to me.
So it's heart-wrenching. You know, if I think back on those 3 episodes that I was on hoarding, on the A&E hoarder shows, it was very early in the season. I think they're on the 7th season at this point, and I was kind of seasons 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
It just kept kind of exacerbating for reality television and getting more and more biohazard. So, you know, you give up relationships because you're choosing to purchase items, or items are more important than that. It becomes incredibly isolating. Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned with COVID now, you know, that there is incredible loneliness, and
yes,
people are purchasing to help soothe the anxiety, which is at an all-time level.
Yeah. It's like, it's funny. It's like, I see some people who reacted to COVID by like organizing and getting rid of things. But I know that like other people, it's like, you know, you're buying, and it's so easy with you, and you've got Amazon and so many online things. And it's almost like we've been told not to go out, you know, to stay home as much as possible. So it almost gives people more permission to go on Amazon or QVC or whatever, those like a shopping show or a website, and buy stuff. So.
Right. Right. And, you know, I'm hoping that COVID brought an awareness to people of how dire our savings situation was. And, you know, all of these things cost money.
Yes. Yes. And yes.
With the 300,000 items in the average American home, you know, that's a lot to be responsible for.
It is. It really is. And that's the thing. It's like, when you buy something, it's not like, I think I wrote a blog post or something back like a year or so ago. It's like, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Even if somebody gives you something, it's taking up space, and there's something that you have to do to take care of it in your home. So you're paying for it with something, you know, time, energy, something. And maybe you didn't pay for it with cash, but you are paying for it. So.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So now, what tips can you give people, what pitfalls do people encounter when they decide that they're going to take on an organizing project?
Yeah. So so a lot of people take on way too much at once. You know, I think kind of the Marie Kondo show gave us this idea that we're going to put all our clothing in this huge mound. I mean, sometimes it's the size of multiple vehicles in a room. I mean, it's huge. And they think that they're just going to take it all on over one weekend. So, particularly with our clients with attention deficit disorder, I work with my clients 3 hours at a time. People hit decision fatigue at 2 hours and 45 minutes, mostly for me. kind of seems, it might be a little bit. So it just, 3 hours, you know, maybe if you're really pushing or you're working in a garage and you moved a bunch of stuff, we'll go 4 hours, but people just get so exhausted. Decision fatigue is very real. So we really have to parcel things down into a more of a bite-sized chunk. We're just going to work this side of the garage today and just, and then step back and see how beautiful it is to find all your lawn chemicals easily, you know. Yeah. Ah! Right, yeah. So I think that's the problem, is just people think that they're going to accomplish what may take a good month or so, mm-hmm. in a quick weekend. So it's very tedious and exhausting for a lot of people. But you know, with expert tips and insights, you are empowered. And then a lot of people say that they're going to get organized and start by shopping at Target or something and getting bins. And really, bins are not till late in the game. Right. And so they purchase bins that don't fit. They don't know truly what the volume of items that they're spending. So they rip everything out of the closet and then realize things don't fit and then have to do returns. And it just, then it sits for a long time. And then I think another pitfall is people don't realize how exhausting it is, and then they don't have the energy to deal with the donations. So I had a client with three girls in a very active home and also struggled with chronic disorganization. Right. And they were able to go through the clothing of all the girls, but the 12 huge garbage bags sat out, right, in the driveway or in the garage for so long that the girls went through them all, and then the garage was an explosion and things came back in the house and different things. So it's important to put placement in that those donations go out the door right away.
Right. I love that you said that. I just, you know, I could, like, I'm like, I'm on board with every single one of those things. That is so true. So now, what is available to people from working with a professional organizer versus like doing it themselves?
So there's an incredible efficiency. So what we get done with our clients in a 3-hour time period may take just an average person on their own 9 to 12 hours. So mm-hmm. it's an incredibly efficient that, mm-hmm. you know, we come in with our bags, you know, the garbage bag, donation bag, recycle and shred, and just ready to go, mm-hmm. and that we can keep them moving through things. So I have a client that is very emotionally tied to memories and different things. And if you give her a box of cards to sort through, you know, 5 minutes in, she's gone. But if you can have an organizer who just says, this just, all these cards just are signed by someone, just say love Aunt Thelma or whatever, can these go, or who passed away and who's very meaningful. So if I can open those up and process it out and then just pull out the cards that have a lovely letter that really make her heart sing, then we can move, you know, 500 cards from the last 15 years down to a pile of 30. Versus she'd still be in that room looking through cards, weeping. So, you know, this is the efficiency, the accountability, the expertise. You know, I think I've been in a good 6,000 homes or so at this point.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's a lot.
You know, that reminds me, what you were saying there. There's a woman that's she's a blogger and an organizer, and she talks about how her husband is very disorganized, and she's found that the best way to work with him to like organize his stuff is like not have him in the room, but when she wants to declutter something of his, she texts him a picture so he sees it, but he's not holding it and like getting all, oh no, I can't get rid of that. And so that sounds like kind of the similar thing with the cards. So
yeah, or just
makes a difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes just helpful, you know, I had a client who said, I'm not getting rid of any clothes. And it was like, okay, that's fine. Do you mind if I just count the number of shirts you have? 92. Oh, I should get rid of some of those. So sometimes just, you know, helping with some data or just, I have another client that she had to give notice from teaching due to COVID. She just has some medical conditions, and she's like, wow, I was really hoping to do 30 years of teaching. Mm-hmm. I'm ending at 29. Mm-hmm. And she has saved a lot of like really worn down shirts for some of the days where they're doing heavy cleaning or tie dyeing and things. Mm-hmm. And I just was thinking in my mind, oh, I can help her release those now.
Right.
Like we're at a stage. So just with someone kind of giving you different reminders or like seeing the forest be for the trees, mm-hmm. and kind of that can be really helpful too, a different perspective. Or sometimes I say, oh, most clients keep about three of these. Oh, maybe I don't need nine, you know?
Yeah.
So that's helpful too.
I love that. So now, what tips can you give people to free their time and reclaim their energy?
So in the ADHD world, time awareness, time can be very, very fluid. So mm-hmm. first thing we do is we put analog clocks in every room that they spend time. So when you see a clock moving, you have a better sense of time than just a digital clock where time appears. We're also big on timers, just to help remind you. And often ADHD is genetic, so often the children have it. But if you can have a nice 1 o'clock kind of alarm that has just a nice song, then your toddler can say, oh, that's the sleepy time song. You know, so reminders that way. So we like to make time our friend. Mm-hmm. I like to use whiteboards in some of my homes and help people remember some of their short-term and long-term goals. Sometimes we kinesthetically process how did they come in the door. So we'll start at the front door and walk 4 or 5 times of this is where your keys go, this is where your purse go. And we'll do that with some children and things just so that we can really help implement some new systems so you're not searching for lost keys. Some ideas like that. So making a visual, bringing time awareness, and then really thinking about what works well for you. For me, I'm from Seattle, so we love our coffee.
Yes.
So while my coffee is percolating, I am so happy to unload the dishwasher. Like that is just an easy thing. So every night we run the dishwasher because it's just a really good system and adds to a better flow throughout our household and during the day.
So it's almost like setting up habits with people, but also going through it enough with them so that it's beginning to stick.
Yes.
And then also like doing some habit stacking, like, you know, you've got the habit of brewing the coffee, and then you're stacking the habit of unloading the dishwasher on top of. So.
Right. Or like another kind of pairing is when we help our clients sometimes gather their tax documents, we also help them run a credit report to be aware of identity thefts, that you're at your financial savviness when you right. file your taxes. So that's a good time to run your free credit report.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Thanks.
Okay. I've got a couple more questions for you. So we're doing this, we're recording this on a Monday. So I'm going to actually, I'll give you, you know, my question for you is what's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week, but I'll give you a week back. So tell me, what is that?
I just started the book Gilead. So I'm a big Gretchen Rubin fan. I like her Happier podcast. Mm-hmm. So I've followed a lot of books. I'm a huge reader. I also really liked, the Glennon Doyle book that came out this year.
Untamed.
So that, you know, I'm in my early 50s. So just kind of, you know, as they say, I've built my vessel for life and now I'm trying to decide what to fill it, how to fill it. So anyway, just kind of thinking that way. So I'd like to follow some thought leaders. I adore Brené Brown. I'm sad she's on a 3-week hiatus from her podcast right now, but life's good. Yeah.
That's cool. All right. What's a movie that you can practically quote from start to finish?
It's very old. Fletch with Chevy Chase.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Just, you know. Can I borrow your towel? I just hit a water buffalo. You know, this woman just wearing a towel.
That's such a funny movie. I remember that.
Yes. But love Chevy Chase and just, good humor. There's always a place for great humor.
I mean, you know, laughter is the best medicine. That's, you know, they don't say that for nothing. So
yes.
All right. I believe you've got a gift for the audience.
Yes. So I am sharing my ADD at that point. So you can use ADD or ADHD interchangeably. It's a webinar. It's about 40 minutes long. It's strategies and techniques for those who've been diagnosed with the brain-based condition of attention deficit disorder. Mm-hmm. So full of tips and techniques and strategies that I'm hoping you'll find incredibly, incredibly helpful and just life-changing.
You know what? I know that that's going to be so useful because I know that, you know, our Acer spacers. Now we're going out to a wider audience now, but I know that some of the people that follow me have told me that they have, you know, ADD, ADHD, and I know that they're going to be so excited about that. That's a wonderful thing, Denise. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, what's really interesting about that is often women later in life who are going through kind of menopause symptoms often have a lot of common symptoms, common characteristics to attention deficit too. So I think sometimes just making organizational strategies much more visual can benefit many, many people, even if they don't have an ADHD diagnosis.
Gotcha. That's going to be great. So now, if you could leave people with one action that they can take to help them declutter their life, what would that be?
So I really like to think about where you're rocking it a little bit. So again, you know, I mentioned that my mornings are pretty great, but they're calm. And then I want to kind of sit in that for a minute and say, wow, you know, I'm calm. My heart feels really good. This is a good system here. Where can I tweak it around the dinner hour so that I'm at that same kind of mindset and that I don't feel hurried or just keep adding just one more thing and then my dinner's burning because I'm still on email, you know. So I just reflecting back on where in the day that your day's really humming along, and then where can we take some of those actions or get that feeling at a time where that's a little more challenging. So where can we work to make just a small improvement that will make you just kind of raise the bar at that time?
Mm-hmm. I got it. That's a great idea. That really is. I love that. You know, look at what's working and then where can you put some of that into places that aren't working quite as well?
Yes. Perfect. Yes.
You know what, Denise? I've loved this interview. I've been fascinated. You've just given some amazing information. So thank you so, so much for being on the series. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. This was great. Thank you, Leanne. And I'm so excited to see where people go acing their space. I just sending them the best wishes and just great, great, great success in their organizing journey.
Thank you so much. An audience, I know you're going to love this interview. I know you've loved this interview as much as I have. Make sure you check your email tomorrow. There are going to be another couple of great Acer Space interviews there waiting for you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you.